This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Maybe you've seen them behind your favorite restaurant, the Biodiesel Fanatics. Alex, was that you I saw behind?
Not yet.
Okay, good. They collect used frying oil, take it home, and convert it into automobile fuel. But those barrels of used cooking oil in the back alley have ignited a grease war in Salt Lake County, Utah. From member station KUER in Salt Lake City, Jenny Brundine reports.
Kevin Newman lowers a barrel down from his Chevy Duramax diesel truck outside a shopping mall in Salt Lake City. He pushes the empty barrel past clothing boutiques, candy stores, and shoe shops into the kitchen of a high-end Brazilian restaurant. The line chefs chopping up eggplant give him a nod as he walks over to another blue barrel. Only this one is half full with used cooking oil.
Pure vegetable oil. That's it. There's nothing else in it. That's good stuff.
Newman switches the barrels and takes the good stuff back to his garage, where he uses a machine and cheap pantyhose to filter out the bits of steak, tortilla shells, and chicken bones. Then he adds methanol and lye to convert the kitchen waste into biodiesel. In a week, Newman will have a finished product to fill up the 6 trucks he uses in his contracting business, all for about $1 a gallon.
I got a $35,000 truck here, and I'm putting used garbage from the back of a restaurant in it. I'm out of my mind. But you know what? It works.
His openness about his passion is unusual in Salt Lake County. That's because he's the only homebrewer, that's what they call themselves, in the county with a legal permit to collect the grease.
Most people in Utah that are making biodiesel are very secretive. They won't talk to you about it.
Homebrewer Graydon Blair estimates about 40 people in Salt Lake County were making biodiesel at home before a professional grease collecting company, Renegade Oil, began alerting the authorities. The oil that many homebrewers were collecting from restaurants contractually belonged to Renegade.
We didn't know that, and we technically were stealing oil. Well, as soon as we learned that, we very quickly says, hey, don't do this anymore. We didn't know. It's kind of like dumpster diving. So what a lot of these people did is they began to put their own barrels behind restaurants, and that's also where it became an issue.
Renegade Company President Jerry Peasley complains that homebrewers aren't following proper regulations and says that's not fair.
If we didn't have to pay taxes and all the other things that we pay, we could really do well. Compete, but compete with us on a level playing ground.
Many homebrewers never appreciated the high-stakes nature of collecting used grease. It's a valuable commodity bought and sold on international markets. Renegade's Peasley insists that his company isn't afraid of competition from homebrewers. It's a matter of public safety.
50 guys do it, then 100 guys do it, then 300 guys do it. And if it's not regulated, you want to be next door to somebody using lye and stuff?
The county health department is enforcing a law requiring anyone who transports vegetable oil to get a $125 permit and $1 million insurance policy. But homebrewers say insurance brokers won't sell to them unless they already have insurance for a business. So most have gone underground. Blair is one of the lucky ones. He lives just north of Salt Lake County. He just bought a fancy new processor for his homebrewing operation.
I'm going to start collecting my oil again, which I can legally do in Davis County. Thank you very much. And make my biodiesel. I'm thrilled to death.
Elsewhere in the country, backyard biodieselers appear to be operating fairly freely, although there are exceptions. In 2005, California lawmakers passed legislation that requires everyone transporting vegetable oil to have a license and insurance. Competition there between homebrewers and waste collectors for grease is fierce, and some fear as gas prices continue to rise, the scramble for the nation's kitchen waste will only intensify. Salt Licker Kevin Newman says he'll be right there in the fray collecting his 500-pound barrels of vegetable oil. He's come to like that faint smell of French fries as he drives from restaurant to restaurant.
On to the next one.
For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundine in Salt Lake City, Utah.